BCC Healthy Church Survey. Questions and answers are only for teaching purposes. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. So therefore, the first question is, does BCC do what it says it will do? Please circle yes or no. Next, would you describe yourself as on the circumference? Or connected to, or as the core of BCC? How would you describe yourself? Please circle that if you will. I promise you, we are not going to take a type of test in which we can find out how hard you press on your circle and then we find out who you are. Amen? Praise God. All righty. If you will, please circle one statement of these two. Does Jesus Christ, as ministered through BCC, influence you daily and weekly, daily and weekly life decisions and directions? Does Jesus Christ, as minister through BCC, influence your daily and weekly life decisions and directions? Or is it just a church service that is so-so and sometimes okay? And I will remind you, though we are not religious, it's nice if you tell the truth in church. I think that's a good thing. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Good to see you. All right. Is BCC a healthy local church with a good well-being? Circle yes or no. Let's have some fun on this one. Please consider simply this year of 2014. On the ladder, draw a picture of your depiction of BCC. Illustration using like some kind of symbolism. Like for instance, some of y'all might feel like we hard and fast on rules. So therefore, tablets of the Ten Commandments, right? Some of y'all may feel like, you know, we hang around the cross a lot. Some of us may think, well, this is just a place, and so therefore, this is where we come, and so it's just a building. But however your depiction is, take that depiction or symbol, and on the step that best illustrates its well-being, 0 being the lowest, 10 being the highest. In other words, rate our well-being and draw a picture that looks like BCC to you. The next four are true and false, and we're just going pretty swiftly here. But it says, I contribute to BCC's healthiness or unhealthiness. Please circle, true or false. You personally, you contribute to BCC's healthiness or unhealthiness, true or false. Next, I consider myself and my family overall healthy. That's not physical healthiness. That's as we have been ministering in the particular series. Last two, as people interact with me, meaning yourself, they classify me as a healthy Christian. True or false? How do you think or how do people see you? And the last one is, as people interact with me, they classify me as a part of my church. Even if they may not know what church you belong to or not, they can tell that you are a part of your church. All righty. And once you get those all done, If you will, we're just going to have you put those to the side. Probably don't want to write notes on that because we're going to collect those throughout the service. Everybody with me? All right. Praise the Lord. So let us pray together again. We would like to pray purely and sincerely. We would like to also, the word of truth in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, speaks and says, everybody read that with me. Ready, set, read. Our God shall liberally supply, fill to the full your every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Praise God. So what this means is, and why are we going through this, is because when we say liberally supply and fill to the full needs, it means no lack. Good to see you, Tommy. Praise God, man. Yep, I pulled you out like that. That's okay. Hey, it means no lack. It means what? No. Turn to your neighbor and say, we don't have to live in lack. Can somebody say thank you? Somebody say hallelujah to that. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So when we say this scripture, our God shall supply, fill to the full your every need. Is that sometimes of your needs? It says what? What did it say? That means that we do not have to live in. Praise God. So the key here is to enter in. The key here is to enter in. Every need, every plead, every pleasure, every joy, all sustainable and lasting healthiness, happiness, and holiness is found in Christ and following Jesus. Can I get everyone to read that sentence with me? Ready, set, enter in means what? Every need, every plead, every pleasure, every joy, all sustainable and lasting healthiness, happiness, and holiness is found in Christ and following Jesus. I'm going to stand. The Bible tells us to give a good confession. And that's a good confession. I'm not sure why you all are not taking pictures on your smartphones or writing it down. Or maybe y'all know that you can download this on everyoneone.org. But that's a good confession. Is everybody with me? Psalm 16, verses 9 through 11. A lot of reading today as far as wanting you to participate in the first part. So if you will, please read. Ready, set, read. I'm happy. I'm happy from the inside out and from the outside in. I'm firmly formed. You canceled my ticket to hell. That's not my destination. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Somebody say, praise God. Praise God. Let's go ahead and pray. Ready, set, pray. Father God, our creator. That means everybody out loud. Father God, our creator and my maker. We want to be happy from the inside out and from the outside in. And firmly formed into the image of your son, Jesus. You canceled every hellish thing of lack against us and now lead us in the perfecting path of life. You lead us in shalom peace, our total well-being, by the presence of the Holy Spirit coming into our heart and by us following Jesus, our good shepherd. Our wellness comes in being your healthy church forevermore. In Christ we pray, amen. Praise the Lord. Would you go ahead and just give God a big praise offering for that, if you will, in Jesus' name. The more things you get active with God, the more it will become imprinted upon your spirit. Praise the Lord. What we're dealing with is a healthy church. The caption of this particular verse that you see underlined in this particular Bible written in, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. In whom, that caption says, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. Are you with me? So please make no mistake that we're not talking about something that's organizational, though we're talking about being organized. We're talking about Jesus's church. Praise God. In which he is the chief cornerstone. It's all about Jesus. It's from Jesus, for Jesus, by Jesus, and back to Jesus is Jesus. Praise the Lord. So therefore, in message one, we shared a message called A Shepherd's Showcase, a Healthy, Happy Church. Dr. Thompson came back and waxed phenomenally in a very practical, walk away, make you think, go look up stuff message. And he shared it called Shalom, Total Well-Being. Shalom being the word for peace, Hebrew, Shalom, where we even get the word, for instance, Salem or Jerusalem. Or Jerusalem, that is in essence the same root meaning shalom. That root word shalom, everything you see almost within the Hebrew language and about the Hebrews is about shalom. Are you with me? So therefore, it must be something that we have likewise, it's been bequeathed into us by Abraham and by Jesus. For if any man be in Christ, then is he Abraham's seed. Therefore, as Jesus is in us, so likewise are we Abraham's seed, and everything that was spoken to Abraham, we receive. Amen. Therefore, in our lives, we get to receive peace or shalom, total well-being. What we would like to do is a healthy church, and I know it all looks like the message that we just preached a couple weeks ago, and it is. And the reason is because, how we understand, it takes repetition for us to really learn. It takes what? So we're not, yes, we're being redundant, but we're not being boring. Is everybody with me? A healthy church. Now, here's something that really gets key here. Starting with the one. Everybody put their finger towards them. Say, starting with the one. Starting with the what? Starting with the one, but moving toward the one, the unified one of this complete local church or this complete local body. Are you with me? It's starting with the one individual, meaning you, meaning me, but then it goes to the whole one or toward the everyone. And the reason I want to distinguish this and pull this out is because even as I spoke with some of our very astute, clarifying, very well-versed ministry leadership team in which we work together as a team and working and striving to be a cohesive team, one of the things they began to indicate is that we started out with this series concerned that you wouldn't think that this was just about leadership or thinking about, oh, this is what they're doing. Are you with me? But when we came in and shared the message, now that's got reversed, so to speak, because now this message just seems like we're just trying to preach about healthiness. Is everybody with me? Yep. But I don't want you to miss it's both. Meaning, yes, we are concerned about us being the one, point to yourself again, say me, being healthy. But we're also concerned about how you fit into the entirety whole of healthiness. Is everybody with me? So therefore, it's not only about the individual one, but it's also about the whole unit being one or all of us coming into oneness. Are you with me? So therefore, the thesis of this particular series is based on this. Can you all read those with me? Healthy what? I promise I'm going to try to deal with that. Healthy what? We're talking about the thesis deals with healthy leaders. The staff leaders then becomes a healthy, a healthy what? And then we're talking about a healthy. Say, that's definitely me. Say, that's definitely me. As well as us. Right? So therefore, a healthy pastors, healthy staff, healthy leaders, a healthy core, a healthy body. Now you see how that question on the survey makes sense. Do you see yourself as a core of BCC? Right? Because if you see yourself as a core of BCC, one of the most important things that needs to be healthy is our what? Our core, right? What, somebody said something really well. What did they just say? See, there you go. You're right. We're going there. So look at this. Then we look at it being a healthy what? A healthy church that does something, ministering healthiness to people. Ministering healthiness to people. Quick question. How many of you know that somebody in your apartment complex argues a lot? Look at the hands, right? How many know somebody on your in your neighborhood treats their children less than maybe perhaps they could parentally? Anybody with me? It's getting good in here, amen? Or I should say it's getting gooder, right? Brother Mason over here got so serious when I just talked about the whole children thing, he just dropped his head, turned it to the side. In other words, there are serious issues that we see with our own eyes. How many know there are some people that are cheating at work? Right. So I'm just saying there are real issues in the church. I'm sorry, real issues in the world. And we, the church, have been put in the world to make a difference in the world. Right. Now, how many know it's a whole nother thing when the people we just got through talking about is us? That just got good, didn't it? It got gooder. That's right. All right. This holiday weekend, Sunday, I hope to clarify our intentions and also rip constraints off relevant revelations in practical application of the series, totally from three texts of scripture. Today's Treach lesson summarizes like an ending message. This Saturday, I'm still checking on my schedule. You'll see it come out maybe on that Wednesday newsletter, or maybe we'll put it up if we're not going to have it, but I'm going to try to have a session on this particular Saturday at 8 o'clock. If you'd like to come and join us, where we dig much, much deeper into becoming a healthy person or becoming a healthy church. So we have a really good time, no matter if it's a small group or not. A lot of people really enjoy that. I mean, even the Half Pops, they drive all the way from Hubbard, like 40 miles just to get here, just to be a part of it. So if you will, this is a good thing for you to come out to. If you think like, you know what, this is a little short, I need to understand that. Pastor speaks funny on Sundays. Maybe you can break that down or something like that. It'd be a good time for you to come out. Praise God. But right now I want to introduce to you that Sister Sarah Bradley will be taking the next message. Sister Tynez, who is an expert just on talking about core, are you with me? So she's going to wax from love as well as everything that's relating to the body. Brother Corey, a wonderful man of God who's been among us, whose father is a pastor, who's genuinely has been in several different churches. I just don't think of anyone that we could have called on to give an outside view of what BCC is really like. Are you with me? Because if we ask some of us that's too close to it or been in it a long time, we have a blurred view of what BCC is like. Are you with me? But if you get somebody from the outside, they have a vantage point that they can see things even comparative around the nation of what BCC is really like. Is everybody with me? It's going to be a very good message. I wouldn't miss it. And then the final offer is going to be Pastors Holly and Pastors Anthony to conclude this particular series and take us into some specific areas that's going to make a huge difference. So, again, we're talking about a shepherd's what? Showcase. And a shepherd's showcase. Whoops, a daisy. A shepherd's showcase. Why do you have this particular picture, Pastor? I mean, well, the reason is because I'm trying to get into that concept of sheep. Are you with me? Meaning they're healthy. Do you see everybody getting down? Are you with me? Right? Everybody should be getting down. All right? And so, therefore, we're talking about a healthy, happy right there. Look at all those beautiful smiles, teeth everywhere. Are you seeing that? You know, so therefore, we're talking about a healthy, happy church. We're talking about a healthy, happy church. We're talking about a what? A
healthy, happy church.
A healthy, happy church. I don't know about you, but as I, you know, they've allowed me to be the leader of this particular ministry, you know, but I'm going to just tell you, churches take on personalities. Are you with me? And as far as I'm concerned, you know, I know many of y'all are so super high intellectual and many of y'all are super, super deep. Got it? I'm not. I just like excitement. I like fun. I like fervency. I want to act like I'm alive. I don't need Jesus to be dead. I didn't expect to go to a funeral. I expected to have my faith increased. I want to have a great time in the Lord. Are you with me? Man, I don't know about you, but when I got saved, sins was gone. Life was here. Are you hearing me? And therefore, there's something that keeps me going. You know what, Pastor? I get drained every now and then. Well, you know what? That's why we have church on Sundays, to get filled back up, to be empowered by God, to know that he is alive. You might have recognized, well, I'm feeling a little faint. But you know what? When you come back among the people of God and Peter tip-tapping, and you don't know if Peter's tip-tapping or Austin's tip-tapping. They sound the same. I don't know what happens. And then you got Mumby up there singing that song all beautiful. And next thing you know, you talking about you love God. I need to be in a place where Jesus is rich and right and bringing it full force, because I need a life that's full on life. When I go back out these doors, I'm only in here 2 to 3 hours, but I'm out there 165 hours. I need a real living God. Amen. There's enough no's in the world. I need some yeses. Yes to the Lord. Yes to my path. Yes to my troubles. Yes from Jesus means I can overcome.
Amen. I want to party with you.
Glory to God. You know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of having one-on-one conversations with y'all saying, Pastor, you really got it. You really are free. You can be free too. I know what you think. You think I'll have problems. The devil is a liar. I got problems, and I'm still going to praise him. Have you known that we got two teenagers? Are you kidding me? My prayer life has increased greatly. We're just low key. Keep coming here. There are nine elements of healthy. There are nine elements of what? Therefore, in these nine elements of healthy, I want you to understand what we believe. We believe all of our lives are spiritual. Everything that we are, everything that we are going to be, everything we hope to happen is spiritual. Is what?
Spiritual.
It's spiritual. It's spiritual based. Therefore, what we're trying to communicate, bless you, is that this is, as a body at BCC, this is what we're taking on. These are the nine elements of healthiness or healthy well-being. One is family. Everyone is what? When we talk about family, we're talking about oneness in the home and oneness in your household, a type of lineage, a type of heritage where there is truly blood connection, right? So therefore, one of the elements of healthiness, let me just say it this way because I can't do it to every last one of them. But how many understand, like many of y'all say that, I'll just say it this way. Happy wife, happy what?
Wife.
Now, why all y'all know that answer? And that's not in the Bible. How many know that's not in the Bible, but that better be in your house? Are you with me? Right? So the point here is this. If that's so real, how many understand that's a great deal of an element, Pastor Josh? Pastor Joshua, you hear that? Joshua, that's a serious issue on it being a healthy element in your life. Are you with me?
Yep.
Now, just because I got a really kind of a strange look right there for a second, I'm going to walk this way. All the ladies in the house say, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I like. You can start as a single becoming a happy person. Unmarried. That's, thank you. Gotta live what you preach, right? When you're unmarried, as a young lady, you, men as well, you can become happy before he asked you out. I'm gonna let the amens die down. Because happiness should not be the responsibility of the one who asked you out. Nor the one who marries you, nor the one who fathers the children. Happiness should not be contingent upon anyone outside of God.
Hallelujah.
So while I got a funny look, there he is talking about people married again, talking about married and the unmarried. Work right where you're at. That's a good word. Social, meaning deep and varying relationships. When we talk about emotional, we're talking about stable, sound, emotional quotient or emotional intelligence. If we're talking about intellectual stimulation. People understanding, how many understand you become frustrated? You don't, maybe you don't know this, that's why we're teaching this. Sometimes when you're frustrated, let me try to give a good illustration. For instance, I'm not saying I'm intellectual or whatever, don't, that's not where I'm going with this. But FedEx is more of a manual job, and especially when you've done it for 25 years. Are you with me?
Yep.
It's like an automatic pilot, right?
Yep.
Letters, choop. Addresses. Ooh, what happened? Did I just do that?
So here's the issue. When I have done 12 to 14 hours at FedEx Express, where it's, I'm not saying it's mindless, but it's, you know, it's just automatic. Are you with me? I need some mental stimulation, some intellectual stimulation. That's why I like maybe reading a book. That's why I like typing on the computer. Some of y'all are on computers all day. That's why y'all love like to being in the lawn and making things pretty and pruning and getting in, putting rocks and cutting down weeds and stuff. You see what I'm saying? We need all of these things to have a healthy life. Is that good? Praise God. Financial, steward, success, and security. Environmental, great one. Spaces, places, and surroundings, right? Your spaces and places and surroundings. It's very difficult. Listen, you know, somebody was talking about this the other day, like when your garage is just a mess. I can't get any help in here. But how many understand when your garage is just a straight mess and you go out there to get something to use and you know you saved it? Sister, I gotta stop laughing. Listen, when you know that's there, but you can't find it because of the mess. Therefore, you drive all the way to Lowe's, buy another one, come back, walk right into the garage, and there it is. Boy, this mess is too practical, isn't it? How many know spaces, places, and surroundings has to do with our healthiness? Serving. Many of the people talked about this as being giving back, right? You'll see some charts and some studies, research shows it, call it giving back. And so therefore, when we talk about giving back, we're talking about serving. Serving is a Christian and in Christ dynamic, right? And I don't, you know, yes, serving may be secondary of me feeling good, but I shouldn't be serving because it makes me feel good. Right. Are you with me? Serving is out of a heart of gratefulness, out of a heart of thankfulness, is an offering unto God where we give talents, treasures, and time. How many understand it's not one or two of those, it's all three of those. Vocation, professional growth. Many of us, especially here in Ames, Iowa, a great deal of us are here for some form of professional growth, as well as physical, fitness, nutrition, wellness, and free from ill. Free from ill. We talked about that last week. So, what I want to do is I want to really kind of teach and instruct some of the same things last week. We're going real fast here. Is that biblically what we need to understand is that, read it out loud. Ready, set, read. God created man whole, healthy, happy, and holy. God created us as whole. We weren't fragmented. There was nothing missing in our lives when we were created. Healthy, happy, and holy. So we went over Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. We went over 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Both of those texts help us to see spirit, soul, body. As a result of seeing spirit, soul, body, what we come to understand is the well-being. Well-being is spirit, soul, body. That's the whole entirety of man. No matter what you see, no matter what you read. Oh, man, this is a really interesting series, pastors and all of the speakers are doing. I'm going to go to the bookstore and try to find me a book on being a healthy, well-being and stuff like that. Great. But please understand, we are not doing this from the secular. We have to start from a worldview that's biblical, scriptural, and spiritual. And therefore, it's not about me fixing these areas of my life. I have to go back to how God created me. God created me spirit, soul, and body. That's the entirety of my being is spirit, soul, and body. I am made up of spirit, soul, and body. You are made up of spirit, soul, and body. Therefore, in your soul is your emotions, your mind, and with your will. With your emotions, you feel. With your mind, you think. And with your will, you choose. It's your volition. It's the things you choose. How many understand? Like, for instance, go back. I don't know why I'm hanging out on this mate thing. But listen, you know what? We have populated certain things that might sound good, but they may not necessarily be scriptural, biblically, or true. And that is simply this. For instance, well, you know what? God just made for me and you to be together. God just, you know, God just made you and me to be together. Nope. Because if God made you, oh, you know, come on now.
No, I agree.
I know, just right. Got that right, sir. We're trying to help the peoples. Listen, so if you try, listen, if you try and put this on God made me and you together, then when something goes a little wishwashy, then you, oh, God, you sent me the wrong one. The devil is a liar. No. Don't be putting blame on God. Are you with me? When I saw Sister Anna, I thought, man, Chiquita Banana. That was not God, that was Turan. I think y'all got that part. Huh? Ooh, don't tell them that. Yeah. Amen to amen. Amen to amen. Listen, this is very important. What the point is here is this. These words are the ones we want you to see in this series that are very heavily important. These are spiritual and eternal. Read those three words. Ready, set, read. Creation, restoring, and following. These are words that are theological. These words are the ones that manifest on earth, are the ones that most of us are more resonant with, right? Uh-oh. Wow. Sorry. Can you hit? Nope. Sorry. Okay. Those words are the words that more of us are related to. They are earthly and they are natural. They are earthly, they are natural. Happiness, let me understand. No matter, now, ooh, I'm not gonna preach another message on it. I might wait till the fall, but I'm telling you, how many million hits, millions hits, right? Happy, happy, happy. Why? Because the world thrives and hungers to have a happiness. Joyce Meyer's preaching on it. It used to be where you couldn't preach that in the world because you got to be joyful, right? That was much more biblical, much more scriptural. I understand that. But what do people desire on a daily basis to live in happiness? The NIV, other English translations, translate the word blessed to the word happy. I know you think happy is temporal. It's not. If you live it with longevity, we call it Christ-like. So therefore, it's practical. We're talking about happy, talking about healthy, talking about being fulfilled. Everybody said amen. Amen. So here are the nine elements. Healthiness, which is well-being. Healthiness equals what? Well-being. And this is a spiritually based. So here is a better way of writing them down real quickly, right? Social, get them down. Emotional, intellectual, this is a simple way of understanding them. Financial, environmental. What did they go down to Nicaragua to do? What did they go down to Nicaragua to do? Build houses, right? To build houses to help them in an environmental situation. Wonderful woman of God, certainly aspires and easily could pastor right now. Sister Amanda, when she was down there, her and Chris, they said, when we were going to certain places, there was just like a dark spirit there, a dark cloud. It was where there was a predominance of poverty, not because they were scared of the poverty, but because with that spirit comes other circumstances, and it creates a darkness. We prayed for more people right there in where there was stricken, where there's dirt floors than any other place. Guess what for? Illnesses. They accompany each other. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Physical. Many of us, not to feel guilty, but many of us need to take a look at how we're doing physically. What are we like? Are we, you know, how is this affecting our lives? Finding places to serve. How are we serving? Are we serving in BCC? Are we not? Do I just come and get? Am I, you know, there's a book out called An Emotional Vampire, right? All you do is you drain people, right? All you do is you latch on and you just take. That makes you very angry and have an attitude, right?
Yeah.
You've got to be a part of giving back. You've got to be a part of serving. Life, you know, when we watch a movie, we think it's funny. We point to the movie and we say, oh, yeah, they're greedy. But we never turn that finger back around and say, you know what? I need to improve and need to watch and monitor by the Holy Spirit if I'm being greedy. It's a good word. And then family. Family should have gone first, okay? So with this being said, what I'm going to do is... Some of this is repetitious, so I'm just going to go forward. Created healthy and happy, now restored by following. The way we become restored is by what?
Following.
So anything that we're dealing with about healthiness or well-being is really about the term being restored. Because if we were already created this way, then God wants us to come back to that.
Yeah.
And he gave all of that in Christ. We become fully, listen, all of us, I want to dispel a quick myth. Accepting Jesus Christ is not a religion. Man made it a religion, but that's not a religion. Number two, accepting Jesus Christ is not so I can die and go to heaven. Right? I got to break up that myth again. Accepting Jesus Christ, entering into him, reading your Bible, praying, fasting, living for Jesus Christ is not religious. Neither is it about going to heaven because I'm a good person now. Right? Eternal life does not start once you die, you close your eyes, and then they can't resuscitate you anymore. That is not when eternal life starts. Eternal life starts at the very moment you receive the gift of salvation in Jesus Christ, and you start living in a party mode from that point forward. Amen. And everybody said amen. Amen. Because in Christ, there is no lack. Could you read that last statement with me? Ready, set, read. Thus, our restoration in wellness, well-being, healthiness is as designed by Scripture and God's Spirit, not by the what? Not by the secular. Amen. We went over this a couple of weeks ago, so I'm just going to make sure we hit these points really hard. The Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not what?
Lack.
Turn to your neighbor and say, we shall not lack. What does that mean? David's lyrics here, his life and his leading was all about following. When he wrote this psalm, it was from the standpoint of following. I cannot go through this, but I want you to do this with your fingers, if you will. The Lord is my shepherd. Can you do that with me in reverse, starting with the pinky? I might tell the story, I might not. Let's just do it right now. Ready, set, go. The Lord is my shepherd. The thumb is the shepherd. Are you with me? The Lord is my what?
Shepherd.
One of these days I might send you or I might write a blog about it, whatever. But it's a really, really cool testimony about that. So it's to feed, guide, and shield. We shall not lack. No element of well-being has to exist for us. No element that Jesus came to restore has to lack in our lives. What I'm going to do, that's what I'll do. I'm going to jump through all of that and I'm going to talk about how to get there. Truly, truly, I say to you, this is all about not lacking. This is all about what?
Not lacking.
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a what?
Thief.
Anna. Very interesting. Jesus really knew how to teach. He was a great rabbi, a phenomenal teacher, right? So from verse 1, he's already going to give us this phenomenal verse in verse 10, but he starts off already talking about a thief or a robber. How many understand? Here's very important. It's the thief and the robber that cause us to have lack. It's the thief and the robber that causes us to have
lack.
Right? So therefore, he says this. But he who enters by the door is the sheepfold of the sheep. Everybody see that? Underline, I have but climbs in another way. This is a very deep metaphor here, a very deep prophetic teaching here, but this is what the whole issue is. Jesus is teaching that he, being the shepherd, came into the earth incarnate, the word made flesh, by the womb of a woman. The gateway was the womb of a woman. And as a result of being the womb of a woman, anybody that is born to a Jewish woman is Jewish. Yes. Therefore, when he came into the earth, he came in the right way to get into the earth.
Amen.
But the thief, which is the devil, he did not come through the womb of a woman. He came and slipped into a serpent. And therefore, he never came in the correct or legal way into the earth. Therefore, Jesus is saying, I came in the right way. Therefore, Jesus is saying, since I came in the right way, I can take care of everybody that's in it.
Amen.
The devil cannot defeat you.
I
like the good teaching. I've taught it before. All you really have to do to defeat the devil is pull out a birth certificate because you're here legally. The devil is here as a thief and a robber. Therefore, to him a gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his what?
Voice.
And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. The whole point here is learning how to listen to the voice of the shepherd. Learning how to listen to the voice of the shepherd. When he has brought all his own, he goes before them and the sheep follow him. The sheep do what?
Follow.
The sheep what?
Follow.
We must follow him for restoration. We must follow him. This follow is like when we used to play it in school or on the courtyard, right? This is an imperative. It's like Dr. Thompson calls it an F. It followeth. It doesn't stop. It's ongoing. Are you hearing me? It doesn't stop. It's ongoing. In other words, it's follow the leader, but you never stop following the leader.
Right.
How many understand when your mama called because the light just came on, you got to go in the house? We got new generation. Sorry. Okay. Right. When most of us grew up, when the light came on, you had to go in the house.
Now your iPad flickers.
The older people, right? I appreciate that. Amen. Rest of these generations are staying outside. Listen, when the light came on, can I get somebody to play? When the light came on and went in the house, then you had to stop playing follow the leader.
Yep.
How many understand we are not playing that type of way? We're following the leader, following the leader, following the leader, following the leader, following the leader. That means even if a righteous man falls 7 times, he will get back up again because he's always following the leader. Pastor, Sister Amanda said, I find myself 2 to 3 times having to remember, look at Jesus. Why? Because no matter what, we're following the leader. I might fall down. I might get upset with Sister Anna. I might get upset at work. I might do something with money. It's messed up. Bad decision. I might mess up out on doing an accident. I hit my brother's bike yesterday. You can mess up, but don't just get down and down and down. No, get back up again. Why? Because we're in a continual game called follow the leader. God bless you.